To curb climate change, we need more mining. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Mary El Segarra in for Molly Wood. Your regular host, Molly Wood, has been busy creating a new marketplace podcast called How We Survive, about tech solutions to the climate crisis. Every Thursday, we'll feature that work here. This season is all about batteries. They are key to getting off of fossil fuels, but most batteries need lithium, a metal that you get through mining. Most lithium is mined in South America and Australia. The U.S. is starting to try to mine its own, but of course, mining is controversial and sometimes involves a lot of dynamite. Molly visited a gold mine in Nevada, where Don Dwyer here described it.
We blast Monday to Thursday, so that's a pretty thrilling experience.
But mining executives say mining in the U.S. is high-tech, highly regulated, and safe. Molly also visited a lithium mining lab. They say their process won't involve any dynamite.
They kind of like shake the clay around in water for a while until it separates into all of these different minerals and metals. And then they use sulfuric acid to really refine out the lithium from this clay. And it is not very high-tech sounding. It's not like a magical technique, but it is interesting because it has never been done at scale. Right now, it's only been done in the lab. They're obviously very confident that it's going to work, but it's a bit of a gamble.
What stuck out to you when you visited?
There's so much upset about this mining proposal. And some of that has come from communication. The community feels that they weren't consulted or that they're being run over. There are real concerns about, you know, whether there are remains of Indigenous people on this land. But when I visited the lab, I came away thinking that the project is actually pretty responsible. They're hoping to eventually use renewable energy. They're going to burn sulfur at extremely high heat to create sulfuric acid, but capture the steam to create renewable energy. And they're planning to restore the land as they dig it up. So if you imagine, you know, you dig one part, you fill it back in, the plants regrow. It's this sort of rolling process. And we talked to other sort of industry watchers, people who've studied the mining industry for a long time, even an environmental activist and professor who said, all things considered, this mining project is pretty responsible.
It feels like the most obvious example would be we need lithium for batteries for electric cars, but what other kinds of, I guess, climate change solutions would need them?
Yeah, it's so interesting because a lot of this conversation centers on electric cars, and that is a big part of that. And in fact, a lot of, you know, U.S. automakers are driving a ton of demand, no pun intended, for batteries and lithium ion batteries specifically. You know, we think about wind and solar, but the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun isn't shining all the time. And the best way right now to store that energy and sort of distribute it out evenly is to store it in batteries. And as that demand increases globally, whether it's, you know, electrifying cars or buses and trucks or tractors, but also literally the energy grid, they're the core. They are literally the center of transitioning, you know, the world's energy use away from fossil fuels and onto renewables.
So that sounds really hopeful.
I think so. Although that said, we also talked to members of the Biden administration, specifically U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who said that the U.S. needs to come up with ways to responsibly produce lithium that are also just. And that even if this mining proposal itself, the details of the mine are relatively responsible, it is, you know, part of our long history with mining that we trample people, that we make people sacrifice, that we ignore the rights of Indigenous people or poor people or even just communities as a whole. And so there is still a sense that when it comes to communities and cooperation and buy-in, we can do better.
The U.S. Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, you just mentioned her. She said that if the U.S. can show a way to responsibly produce lithium, that there'd be a giant global market for it, right?
Yes, definitely. Like, part of the reason that the United States needs to get in the game quickly is that, first of all, we don't currently control our own lithium supply. We're entirely dependent on, you know, getting it from other countries and these other outside deals, but also that this market is expected to grow phenomenally quickly, well into the billions and potentially even trillions. So there's a huge economic incentive to do this quickly but also, at least, you know, according to the administration, to do it responsibly, to do it right.
Molly Wood is the host of the new Marketplace podcast, How We Survive, which you should listen to. I'm Mariel Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.